from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Still relatively young corner outfielder with power, who's produced in a tough, not an easy place to hit in Miami, a bigger ballpark. He has real physical ability, big power, solid defender in the corners.
Ben Cherington, Pirates GM, talking about one of the latest additions, Brian De La Cruz, coming over from the Miami Marlins, who's got 18 ding-dongs this year, and he is built like a brick you-know-what house. And this is actually not the best season that Brian De La Cruz has had. In terms of power, it is, because he's hit 18 home runs already. His career high was 19 last year with Miami. But in terms of OPS, this is actually the lowest of his career at 707. So he comes in and is an immediate upgrade, has as much power as anybody on the team, at least in terms of the homers he's hit so far. And maybe you can actually expect a little bit better out of him. I asked the grade for you for Cherington, and you said B+, and that's mine as well. Like, he didn't go out and get a superstar, but he addressed positions of need with players that were clear upgrades. If I am just looking at the Brian De La Cruz move, A-?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that he's a good defensive outfielder. I know that's what Cherington just said, but I don't really care. You needed a bat, you needed an outfielder, and you got one that not only helps you now, you got him for the next three years.
That's a big thing for me, too.
Yes.
Like, you have him. Like,
that's why I give the grade as high as I do on that one, and would be a little bit lower on the Isaiah Kiner-Falefa deal, because you only got him for one more year. But this is a player who I think still has room to grow in Brian De La Cruz, and now when you attack this offseason, that's a hole that you've filled now for the next few years.
Yes, great point. That's definitely a hole that you fill, and he's been productive. Like, I mean, I know, like we keep saying, he's not a world beater, but
right.
It's a position of need. He can add power, and he's around. Like, that's kind of what I was looking at. What message are you telling us? Are you telling us that you're going for it now, buy a rental, and saying, okay, like, make us happy because you feel like this year could be the year? Or are you saying that we feel like this year is the year, as well as adding for the future as alongside of that,
yes,
to be a part of multiple years of being the year? And that's kind of it. Not at a high level what I took from this trade, but what I'm sensing is that they want to keep adding for the years to come alongside of being in it this year.
Yeah, you've added two AAA bats, and you gave up pitching from your farm system to do that. And those are guys who could be knocking on the door next year.
Mm-hmm.
An outfielder with an OPS around 840 in AAA. And then Nick York, the second baseman slash outfielder, who was a first-round pick, who immediately comes in and is a top-five prospect for you. Those are two guys that could be helping you as soon as September.
Yeah.
But might be penciled in as part of your lineup next year, and you dealt from a position of strength. The more we talk about it, the more I like, actually, what Ben Cherington did. And nobody really gave up massive, massive prospects. We saw some big hauls.
Yeah.
But no top 100 prospects were given up, according to Baseball America, according to MLB Pipeline. So we didn't really see massive stars, at least hitters, traded. The Pirates did reasonably well then, when you consider that. Would I still have liked Jazz Chisholm? Maybe not, because I always would have screwed his name up. Would I have liked Jazz Chisholm in addition to Brian De La Cruz? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But I'm happy with what they got. Because what I said yesterday, right as we ended the show, they got Yandy Diaz and they got Kevin Pillar. I was going to be happy. Well, Elly De La Cruz gives you power that you didn't otherwise have.
Brian.
I did that with Callis before the show, and I knew I was going to do it. Yeah.
Yep.
Dylan Cruz.
Dylan Cruz, yep.
Mm-hmm. Son of a...
Terry Cruz.
Oh! Great actor.
Yeah.
He's still with us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Can't take out Terry Crews. You ever seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No.
He's not in it. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I knew I was going to do that. But you added legitimate pop, and then Kevin Pillar's not a good player, but he would have been an upgrade? Well, I want to make sure I get this. This is the hardest name. I want to get this one right. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. He's better than...
Falefa.
Son of a... He's
you
better.
Have been saying it like that for a little bit.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
He's better than what you would have gotten with Kevin Pillar in that he's position versatile. You have him this year and next year, and my man's hitting 292. So my expectations dropped the closer and closer and closer we got to the deadline up until 10 a.m. yesterday, where I was saying, Kevin Pillar, Yandy Diaz, I'll be happy. I'm happy with the two guys they got. Diaz is what you were going to say. Why don't you guys just bleep off? Okay. I don't know. If you listen
Yandy.
To the... What?
Yandy Diaz.
If you listen to this show religiously, and people do because our ratings are through the roof, you know that I have said for a long time that only Ron Cook butchered more names than I do. I don't know that if he were still here that I wouldn't be in first place.
You'd be in first place.
It is death, taxes, Crowley getting yes. dudes' names wrong.
Yes. And there's multiple times, and most of the times we just let it ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Callis and I will give a little glance at each other. But
oh, you guys have the nonverbal communication
going?
Oh,
yeah. It's like a little game.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Now, Brian De La Cruz is expected to join the club and be in the lineup tonight. And IKF, is what I will call him, is expected probably to join the team on Friday. Mm-hmm. He had a couple of AAA rehab assignment games as he works himself back from injury. But when both guys are here and available to you, here's the lineup. And I know we went over it at first in the first segment. I started to write it down now. That really helps me out when you write things down. McCutchen, DH. Reynolds, left field. O'Neill Cruz at shortstop. De La Cruz, for the time being, second base. Rowdy Tellez at first base.
De La Cruz at second base?
I'm N-I-K. F. What is happening to me? Right field for De La Cruz. Tellez at first. I think you probably go IKF at second. Probably batting sixth for you, right? And then you're looking at Joey Bart, and then your two not-so-great hitters at the bottom of the lineup in Key Brian Hayes and Michael A. Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can win a lot of baseball games with that lineup because your pitching staff is so good.
Yes.
The bar, I don't think we set all that high. How many times have we talked about it? If they could just be an average to slightly below average lineup, with this staff, they should be able to win games.
And with the landscape of around them, the teams around them too.
Right.
Yes.
These are, and a lot of these teams improved. There's no question about that, but all flawed, and the Pirates are still flawed. There's no doubt. But with this pitching staff, if you can find a way to score four runs 4 or 5 times a week, they've already shown they don't go and pronounce losing streaks. If you can string together some good offensive performances and get hot, and they've been hot 15-8 in July, that's how you make the playoffs. Like, you got to win 10 out of 12 at some point in August or September. Like, you got to go on one of those streaks. You weren't going to do it with a lineup the way that it was constructed before.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.